Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. Pray you had a delightful weekend and more. Hopefully it was Christmas-esque, full of the promotion of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for, wow, it's already December the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We don't believe in revolution, but we do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Man, have we got a barn burner broadcast for you today. First, a quick recap of Friday's show. We talked about Rand Paul, most likely, to miss the cut. Yeah, he won't be in the CNN-sponsored debate. What's that, tomorrow night, primetime Republican debate? I guess Rand won't be able to be there. He missed the cut.
Looks like they're letting him come in, Sam.
Oh, they are? Why would they do something like
Christie.
That?
Christie. Well, it looks like the latest update that Rand and Christie will be in.
Yeah, see, they can't. Here's the problem. They don't want to get rid of Christie. And they can't really get rid of Rand and keep Christie is the problem. So they're going to keep them both and just act like they're just like the big tent, you know? Campaigns turn to a cheaper medium to get voters. They're talking about radio. Radio gets results, the New York Times and others are saying. We talked about the White House finalizing a plan to take major gun control action. Just by executive authority, Valerie Jarrett says. President Barack Obama's advisors are finalizing a proposal that would expand background checks on gun sales without congressional approval. You comfortable with that? We certainly are not. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had our guest on, Richard Mack, CSPOA. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We talked about how is it that the worst act of Homeland Security just happened to occur on a government facility location that apparently had no video surveillance. That's what happened to San Bernardino, folks. They say no video. Why was the crime scene of this guy's apartment opened so quickly to the media? You now have thousands of fingerprints all over this crime scene. The sheer number of people who claimed to see three suspects on the day of the attacks, well, they're speaking out. Could they all have been wrong? Many now say there were three shooters. Recently, there have been a ton of witnesses speaking out saying there were three shooters. Some of these witnesses are also insisting that the two supposed terrorists who are now dead were not even the one who did the actual shootings. Several published reports indicate that it may not have been this husband and his wife. One report say there were three Caucasian or white, large, athletic men that pulled it off. All the cable TV networks at first were reporting three shooters wearing black hoods and masks and body armor. Some of the experts are now testifying. Perhaps the most bizarre aspect of this case is the behavior of the Council for American Islamic, what is this thing? Relations or CARE. All right. U.S. tax dollars go towards charity with terrorist ties. Punching Bag Post reporting that. CARE was found by and is still funded or backed by the Muslim Brotherhood, a known extreme organization that supports Sharia law and has been banned or declared a terrorist organization, wow, by the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and other countries. Palin, that's Sarah Palin, meaning, to the media, Trump's got you beat. Yeah. Rand Paul's ripping the White House for Trump's slams fire. He fires off reasons that Barack's not even qualified to be in the Oval Office. Well, it's a little late for that, Rand. Fox News' Shepard Smith goes on tirade against Trump. He's representative of the worst, the darkest part of America. Okay. He also says the establishment wing of the Republican Party needs Trump to fade from public view in order to get enough steam to win in 2016. Pat Buchanan to the GOP, support Trump now or lose to Hillary. Ben Carson blasts the Republican National Committee, threatens to leave the Republican Party. Wow, that was all in one broadcast. It's available online, on demand at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We've got two guests on the line. We'll just talk to the first one for a second, and then we'll introduce the second one right after the first break. First one is a guy by the name of Mike Teal. He lives in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And he owns a business called Simpsonville Gun and Pun. And, well, he cares about your right to keep and bear arms, as we do. And he's about sick of Barack just taking matters into his own hands, kind of like a king. So he created an incredible slogan to kick off his latest gun sales at his pawn shop. Headline, you want to piss off Obama? Buy a gun. All people are going crazy. It's making national news. And, well, Mike's company, the beneficiary. Mike Teal, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here.
Now, catch me up then. Who came up with this slogan? You're the owner, but was it you or was it an employee? How'd you get this?
Well, it was actually me and an employee. I have a gentleman, John Raines, that works here with me. Monday morning, we come in and we'll talk politics as we're opening the store. And both of us, John's a retired military veteran. I spent 4 years in. So we're both pro-Second Amendment, both just, I think, equally disgusted in politics right now. And we were discussing the president's proposals for more gun control and again, kind of...
By the way, let's be clear, his unconstitutional proposals.
Absolutely. And we had both, we were, again, just sitting there talking, and I don't remember exactly who came up with the phrase, honestly. I think John said to me, you know, I think it just angers him when we buy a gun. And we were looking for something new to put on the sign, and about 15 or 20 minutes I was thinking about it, and I said, let's put that up there. And he said, are you sure? And I said, sure. So we did, and I'm amazed.
How's the media treating you about this?
Well, so far, I have had overwhelmingly positive response. Although I think I've angered a few liberals. As a matter of fact, it was kind of funny. I was on my way to church yesterday morning, and as I'm driving down the road, I received a text, and I handed my phone to my wife, and I said, here, see who that is. And I don't know the number. It just came up as a number. But they left me quite a text message, and it was a very negative, not necessarily towards me. I think what they were doing was baiting me. You know, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, wait a moment. They had purposely misspelled words, and they were calling the president names. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I don't think that was someone who was actually angry, because it was just a little too, too set.
Yeah, and let me point out a reality here that I want to make this very clear so people understand. Just because we're for the right to keep and bear arms, just because we have a slogan that jokes but makes a valid point about America, which is, hey, you want to piss off Obama, buy a gun. What we're really talking about is the rule of law. We're talking about the law of the land is that we have a right to keep and bear arms. That's the Second Amendment. It's never been changed. Okay, there's a process constitutionally to do that, folks, and it has not been done. So Barack's proposals are clearly against the law is the point. And just because we want to stand on the law, don't get confused and think that we're lawbreakers or that we don't respect the rule of law. There's a fine line there, and I think the baiters want to take that into that other realm, Michael, which I believe is a very big mistake.
Oh, I believe so, too.
All right. The second guy we have on the line, I think you'll appreciate, Michael Teal. Michael Teal's in South Carolina. He owns a pawn shop there. Want to piss off Obama? Buy a gun. That's on their sign. Simpsonville, Gun and Pawn. The second guest that we have on the line is a guy by the name of Michael Connelly. Michael Connelly is the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, USJF.net. Michael Connelly's a frequent monthly contributor to Liberty Roundtable. Welcome back, my friend.
Good to be back with you, Sam.
I find it fascinating. The people that are standing up most times are veterans, In this case, it turns out Mike and John. John is a veteran. They came up with the slogan together. I want to thank John publicly on the air for his service, Michael, but I want you to meet Michael.
Good to Michael, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you.
Now, Michael Connolly, I don't know how familiar you are with him, Michael Teal, and I'm just going to have to say Teal and Connolly, I guess, to keep this all straight. But he has done a ton of work for the veterans. Michael Connolly is executive director of the U.S. Justice Foundation, usjf.net, if you want to check it out. They've done probably more for the veterans than anybody else I know when it comes to not rhetoric, but real action. We'll talk about it in seconds. We'll also talk about how they're making it hard for federal firearms license holders in America. Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the United States sadly has been abusing veterans for a long time. They've been into the crosshairs, pardon the pun, because they've been saying, you know what, veterans can't even handle their own affairs, better not let them have guns. What a way to treat them. When they return, it's a disgrace, in my humble opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, but we can do something about it. We'll get to that as the broadcast continues to unfold. Michael Teal with us. He's from South Carolina. Want to piss off Obama, buy a gun is the slogan on his sign for his business. Simpsonville Gun and Pawn. Also with us, Michael Connolly, executive director of the United States Justice Foundation, usjf.net. All right, gentlemen, so Michael Teal, what they're doing is they're making harder and harder for the average American to one buy a gun, as you know, but they're really making it harder on those who have federal firearms licenses, FFLs, if you will. And the latest twist in this is Brock has been pushing to change the game and force you to do more and more and more background checks. Now, it turns out that Connecticut is the first state to ban gun sales to those on the no-fly list. That's according to Steven Singer, Associated Press. So they're already starting. They're trying to make it harder and harder to unwind this when Brock just illegally makes this the rule of law like a king would. The reason that this is so critical is they're taking steps. They've been tightening up guidelines and responsibilities and obligations, making it harder and harder for American business owners to sell guns. They've been attacking it on the ammunition point of view, as we all know. They've been making it harder and harder and harder for you guys to comply. Catch us up really quick, if you would, on what's happened to you, how long you've had your firearms license, what's happened over the time. Am I accurate on this?
Yes, you are. I've been a licensed firearm dealer since 1997. The one thing that I have seen, and it didn't, thank goodness, directly impact me, but only because I had left the banks, but the financial institutions, they're using against us. And I actually had a friend and a fellow pawn shop, gun shop owner who was directly affected. Received a letter from one of the big banks saying, we're not going to handle your accounts anymore. You've got 45 days to find another bank. Luckily, I had already left one of the big banks, which I was with prior to that, and had gone to a smaller state bank. So, but yes, it's absolutely amazing.
The background checks are hard to perform. It's hard to dot the I's and cross the T's. Long ago, I owned a pawn shop, and somebody actually stole a gun from us. We found out about it, brought the police in to resolve it right away. They started blaming us for losing the gun. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I have had firearms stolen from my store. I had a burglary about 7 years ago. And I would every now and then get a call from one of the law enforcement agencies asking if I had ever came across them. And I thought to myself, I thought that was what you were doing. So.
All right. Now, Michael Connolly, it seems to me that you've been fighting a lot of these battles. I know it kind of starts with the veterans because those are, well, they first came for the Jews and I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't worry kind of an idea. We've really got to stop this, protecting the veterans, but we've got to also protect the federal firearms license people because, look, if nobody feels comfortable to sell a gun, it'll be very hard to buy one, sir. Michael Connolly?
Oh, absolutely. And I've been fighting this battle for a long time. We're talking years and years. I practiced law in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and my specialty was constitutional law then, and it still is. And now, of course, I live in the free state of Texas. So back in Baton Rouge, we're talking 20 years ago, I was representing a federal firearms dealer who was under attack, had been arrested for all kinds of bogus charges by the ATF, and I was representing him. And I was in Baton Rouge. He was out of the New Orleans area. So we're dealing with a federal prosecutor down there and the ATF. And this is how far they went. I caught them, number one, tapping my telephones. And the federal prosecutor was so stupid that he let it slip one day about something that I had said to my client that they could only have heard if they were tapping my telephones. They were tapping my telephones and listening in on my conversations with my clients. Then we caught, I had an investigator who was a former Navy sniper in Vietnam, and he was standing in my office one day, and he says, Michael, he says, come look out the window here. So I looked out the window, and there in the parking lot, there was a church next to us, next to my office. We're on the second floor of this building. There's a church there. Sitting in the parking lot was this car with a parabolic listening device sitting on the dashboard pointing towards my office. So I called a friend of mine who happened to be the chief deputy of the sheriff's office in East Baton Rouge Parish, and I had this ATF agent arrested for stalking. So, you know, this is the type of thing people have been dealing with for years. Now it's an all-out assault. And Michael was talking about what's happening with the banks. That's part of it. We're seeing the veterans being basically the draconian regulations on the veterans are unbelievable. They're telling veterans, because you've had some physical or mental disabilities, including minor PTSD or having been depressed, we're going to take away your right to keep and bear arms, declare you incompetent to handle your own affairs, and we're going to put you on the National Instant Criminal Background Checklist run by the FBI under the category of being mentally ill to the point of being a danger to yourselves or others. It's gotten so bad that we're representing veterans, and I'm talking about one right here in East Texas where I live, and several others around the country, who have gotten a letter, and I've got the letters. They've gotten a letter from the basically the VA telling them that we have declared you incompetent because you have your bank pay your bills automatically from your checking account every month. So therefore, you're incompetent to handle your own financial affairs. And they're being put on the next list. And now we're talking about the new thing that Obama's come up with, that the no-fly list, if you're on the no-fly list, you're going to be declared incompetent to handle firearms. You're going to be denied the right to own firearms.
But I want to insert something. So, Michael Teal, I have an idea. Have they told you how this no-fly list would work? Because right now the no-fly list is secret. But if I, as a gun dealer, have the right to know who's on the list and who's off the list, they might make it like throwing darts with your eyes closed. They might make it to where you just got to ask and they'll say yes or no. But I guess what if gun dealers just started asking every day, every second about everybody and writing it down? We could create our own list by eventual elimination of who's on the no-fly list / can't buy a gun list or not. We could just overwhelm the whole system, couldn't we?
I would think so. But the funny thing is, I don't think there's an actual list of items that will put you on the no-fly list. I'm not sure exactly how you get on the no-fly list. And I don't know if there is a an outline, per se, to
well, let me give you a hint. If the four of us keep talking nationally all over the world like this, we'll all four be on it pretty soon, sir.
Well, I will add you a little something in there. You'll enjoy this. I was contacted last week because of the sign by a company called RTN, and I was not sure exactly who RTN was. Did a little bit of research, found out it was Russian news television, and they wanted to do a Skype interview with me. And in between the times that the young lady had called me from Moscow, I determined, when she called back the last time, I told her, I said, ma'am, I think that it would not be in my best interest to do that, only because I am a federally licensed firearms dealer, and I have to ask them for my license. So I had to decline that interview because of exactly that. I thought that that might not be, might anger someone and get me on a list.
Michael Connolly, your right to keep and bear arms infringed. He doesn't even want to talk to the Russians. We could advocate for the Second Amendment all over Russia if we got the chance, but no. Our own United States government puts a chill on that. All right, we got Michael, Sam, and Kurt on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, quick pause. We're going to come back, a couple other quick things to talk about. Then we'll let Michael Teal fly. We are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Well, wait a minute, he can't fly. What if he's on the no-fly list? All right, I'm just kidding. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Michael Teal and Michael Connelly on your radio. So Michael Teal owns a gun store. If you want to piss off Obama, buy a gun. You know, the sad part about this is, even though Barack's against our right to keep and bear arms, sad to say, since he's taken an oath to uphold the supreme law of the land, sadly, he's done more to promote gun sales than any other president, bar none. So I guess you could call that a good thing. Have you felt harassed, Michael Teal, as a gun store with an FFL, federal firearms license? Have you felt harassed and kind of intimidated, or do you feel like there's an appropriate relationship between you and, I would call, those who serve you in government, sir?
Well, I have to say that the people that I have dealt with, I have not had an unpleasant experience with them. I get my reviews through ATF, and I've never, quite honestly, I can't say that they've treated me unfairly. Although they do, you know, it's you have to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. But I can't say that I feel targeted. No.
Have they made it easier and faster? You know, one of the things is the background checks used to be kind of a very difficult forever experience. Then they streamlined a lot of it. Not that we support background checks, but hopefully it's at least smoother, simpler, and quicker. Is it fast now?
Well, actually, it is. I used to use the old phone call method, and I have gone since online. And quite honestly, the online method is quite a bit more convenient.
All right. And do they give you details when the answer is no?
No, sir. They tell me proceed, delayed, or denied. That's it.
And delayed, is that a big problem?
Not necessarily. They basically have 3 business days to respond is the way they work. So, I mean, I have had police officers get delayed. I've had veterans get delays. As a matter of fact, a lot of times being a veteran will get you a delay, just like you were talking about. I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday at church who was a veteran or is a veteran and was going through the VA process, and I told him, be careful how you answer their questions. Just for exactly that, I have actually dealt with veterans who have come in to redeem their firearms or to purchase a firearm who have been denied and didn't know why they were denied. Come to find out, it was through the VA that they were denied.
Wow. Talk. When you say delayed or denied, that sounds like an infringement on your right to keep and bear arms to me. What do you think we can do for the veterans? I appreciate your slogan. I think it's got your national attention, justly so. Hopefully it increases the appropriate purchase of guns, etc. What do you think might be done to dovetail your campaign, you want to piss off Obama by a gun, to help the veterans? Because I think that's kind of where we should go next is, hey, we need to really ride the cavalry to the aid of the veterans right now, Michael.
Absolutely. And I think one of the strangest things that to me has just never made sense is the fact that being a veteran, overseas you can carry a firearm, you can carry your weapon, discharge your weapon, protect yourself, to protect your fellow soldiers. But when you get back to the States, you're not allowed to even carry your weapon, even on base. It's amazing that they're responsible enough to carry it overseas, but just not here in the United States, which I think is kind of it's shameful, to be honest with you. If these young men and women who are fighting for us overseas, they should be given the same respect here in the United States.
Well, and that's the biggest reason I would never encourage any of my family or children or anybody I know to go into the military anymore, because once you do, you start losing your constitutional codification of a God-given right of self-defense. And that starts to be infringed and manipulated, and all for what? For thought police idea that you may be unsafe in some way? Well, thanks a lot for my service. Michael Connolly, I think you and Michael and others could really get together and create a campaign. You've got a window of opportunity right now, Michael Connolly.
No, we absolutely do. And let me make one thing very clear now. This we're talking about the no-fly list being used by Barack to deny people the right to keep and bear arms. But they're actually going much further than that. The bills introduced by the liberals in Congress include the terrorist watch list. In fact, they sort of combine the two. Now, who is on the terrorist watch list? Well, there are some people on there who are known or suspected terrorists. But if you go back to the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security website, and this was started a couple of years ago, they have a list on there of potential domestic terrorists. The top people on that list are all military veterans. All military veterans. Also, people that support the right to life. People that support the Second Amendment are all listed as potential domestic terrorists. So if the president decides to go with this no-fly list, he will probably combine that, and he may not even say he's doing it, but probably combine that with the Homeland Security list of potential domestic terrorists. That means all veterans will be denied the right to own firearms. Anybody connected with a Right to Life group, anybody connected with a Second Amendment group, all will be denied it. So we need to realize that's going on.
And then you got to ask some questions about that, those databases being merged together. With Michael Teal, what list do you query now? What do they call that list?
That's a good question, to be honest with you. I'm not sure exactly what list they use.
Well, it's we think you might have a right to have a gun or not list.
I think
right?
So.
And the question becomes that, then you put that together with the Social Security number list. And you backed into a de facto federal government database. It's a national ID, isn't it? And so we think that we've somehow fought successfully against some of these things. I submit to you that if it determines whether you can buy a gun or not, it determines whether you're a terrorist or not, it determines whether you're a domestic threat or not, it determines whether you can fly or not, it determines what will it determine next is the question. So the point is, what do you think the future is, Michael Connolly, and then Michael Teal?
Well, we're working right now, and I'm talking about the United States Justice Foundation, is working with Senator Charles Grassley, Senate Judiciary Committee, because here's what they've determined about this so-called list, that there are several categories for being on the National Instant Criminal Background Checklist and not being able to buy a firearm. Number one is being a convicted felon. There are very few veterans on that list, that part of the list. Number two is being a known drug abuser. There are very few veterans on that part of the list. Number three is being mentally ill to the point of being a danger to yourself or others, which is supposed to be adjudicated but is not adjudicated. And there's never a hearing on this for the veterans. Senator Grassley's committee has determined that 99.3% of the people on the NICS list who are in the category of being mentally ill to the point of being a danger to themselves or others, 99.3% of them are veterans. We're talking about several hundred thousand veterans. 99.9% of them do not belong on that list under that category. And as Michael pointed out a while ago, a lot of these guys don't even know they're on the list because they never get the letter from the VA. There's never any hearing. There's never an adjudication. They're being put on the list because 15 years ago they told a VA doctor that they were feeling depressed about the loss of a buddy in combat, and they're automatically put on the list. Now, I hate sometimes when I'm right, because 6 months ago I wrote an article on my blog predicting that the next step was going to be to go after Social Security recipients to disarm them. The Los Angeles Times, not exactly a bastion of conservative thought, reported 2 months ago that that was happening, that they were going to use the same criteria they're using on the veterans. Some members of Congress responded by writing a letter to the Social Security Administration saying, "You're really going to do this?" And the Social Security Administration said, "Yeah, we're going to do it, but not to everybody." I don't know what that means, not to everybody. But that's
It means they want to decrease the amount of people they appear to affect so that most people relax and say, "Well, it's not the Jews, I'm not a Jew." Or they're coming for the Jews, I'm not a Jew mentality, where they just try to strip off the opposition too. Narrow it, make you feel like it's okay until they get their hooks in, and then it's too late, right?
Right, absolutely. That's the way they played the game for years. And if you look, and I make speeches all over the country, and if people want me to come speak to their groups, they can contact me at Michael Connelly, CONNELLY.JIGSY.com.
That's Michael.Connelly.JIGSY.com?
Right. And Michael.Connelly.JIGSY.com. And they can contact me at that, and I can come make speeches. And I'm always saying in the speeches, I'm comparing what's happening in this country to what happened in Germany back in the 1930s. Adolf Hitler takes control of Germany as chancellor. The first thing he does is nationalize the health care, feeling if I can control access to health care, I can control the people. The second thing he does, he starts to disarm the German people, beginning with the veterans. Now, I'm a veteran. I've got two sons currently on active duty. We all took an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That oath doesn't expire. The fact that I'm no longer active duty military doesn't mean that oath goes away. That's virtually the same oath that the President of the United States took.
It also means your God-given right of self-defense is still in effect. All right, Michael Teal, I want you to stay with us. I want to know your view of the future as a firearms dealer, and then we'll let you fly. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Mike Teal with us, ladies and gentlemen. Simpsonville, South Carolina. Simpsonville Gun and Pond. You want to piss off Obama, buy a gun. A great slogan. I hope we can parlay that into a continued series of slogans that continue to make national news that can defend our veterans. This is critical, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't defend these people, who's next? And the answer is they're coming after us all, sad to say. So, Michael Teal, what do you think the future is from a federal firearms dealer slash store owner point of view who sells guns and protects our right to keep and bear arms? What do you think the future is? Are they just going to keep ratcheting it up till where you're out of business, or what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't think they're ever going to let up. I don't think they're ever going to stop. That's not that's just not the way they operate. Ever since the day they did start, they've never let up. I think this coming year is going to be a very important one. The last year of the president in office, I think, is going to tell us a lot. I'm very curious as to see what he will do with the executive orders that he loves so much, and who in this next group of candidates who is willing to stand up for us, the law-abiding citizens who just won't. You know, we want to be able to protect our family just like his team does him, just like the Secret Service 24 hours a day.
Yeah, if Brock's so against guns, why doesn't he just send the Secret Service home, huh?
Absolutely. There's never a moment in time when he's not out completely surrounded. And don't get me wrong, that's fine. But don't take that right away from me.
Amen.
I want my family to feel safe also.
Yeah, we're no respecter of persons when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. We're even fine with the president doing that. All right, so, Michael, last question then. Who are you voting for president? Do you know yet? And who do you think would be most gun-friendly, so to speak?
Well, I don't know yet. It's still very early. That's a good question. I really don't know where I stand yet. I do like I like what Trump says. I like what Ted Cruz stands for. But quite honestly, I want to get anyone in office other than Hillary. So I want to vote for whoever's going to beat Hillary.
Hey, Michael, you quit picking on my wife now. She's a nice lady. You just haven't met her yet. Hey, why don't you go ahead and just meet Hillary? You'll find you're in good hands, Michael. All right, my friend, we appreciate your stance. Hopefully you guys can parlay those slogans into staying in the news and really kind of... The reason I say this is because I'm convinced that one-liner slogans are what change beliefs. Even though I wish we weren't in a one-liner world or a 10-second soundbite world, I'm convinced that the right slogans, the right phrases can make a real difference to change the public's view on issues and help them see things correctly. And I hope we can parlay your slogans, your sign, into one business for your company. Because heaven knows we need to support small business in America for sure. But secondarily, though, to really change the debate, and hopefully we can make this a real issue for 2016 and force people to pick sides and find out who stands where and then back those who stand for our God-given, unalienable right of self-defense. Michael Teal, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there he goes, doing a great job. Michael Connelly is with us still. Our veterans are being hammered again. You wrote an incredible column that I'm working on getting up on my website right now, Michael, entitled VA Cancels Christmas, sir.
Yeah, this is something that I had heard rumors about this over the last couple of years and knew that some of it was going on, but then just last week I got notified that this was happening all over the country, but particularly here in Dallas. There is I live out in East Texas, but for years I was living in Dallas, Texas, and I was the head of the American Legion post there. I was commander for 2 years, and we used to do a lot of work with the VA hospitals. We would go down to the VA hospitals, and we would take things to the veterans down there, like Christmas cards during the holidays at East, and we'd go Veterans Day. And one of the things that bothered me was that we would have to take to them things like toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, coffee, because they weren't being given any of that by the hospital. Some of these veterans would be in the hospital for days or weeks or even months, and their families, if they had families, had to supply them with all these necessary items. But if they didn't have a family, then they were just out of luck. So we would bring them these things. And I started working with a group called Vet to Vet, which was run by a friend of mine named Jess Johnson. He's a Vietnam veteran. He was a combat medic. He was in the military for 25 years. He was Army Special Forces, received all kinds of medals and commendations. And 21 years ago, he and his wife, Peggy, started this group called Vet to Vet. And they started going initially to the VA hospital in Dallas and just bringing hamburgers and coffee to the veterans in the hospital. Gradually that expanded so that they were holding barbecues for the veterans, they were holding parties, they were doing all kinds of things for these guys in the hospital, guys and girls, I should say. And they really, though, their big push was for Christmas. And this was how I worked with them to help raise money, because they prepare hundreds of meals, and they would take them to the veterans on Christmas Day. And we're talking about a real Christmas dinner, not a hospital dinner. Real Christmas dinner. They take them to the veterans in Waco, in Dallas, in Bonham, and other places around Texas. And they would also bring them Christmas presents and Christmas cards. And they also helped the veterans spiritually throughout the year. If a veteran wanted a Bible, this group would supply them with a Bible. Well, 2 years ago, the VA started telling Vet to Vet that, number one, you can't bring Bibles into the VA hospitals. Even if a veteran requests one, you cannot bring a Bible. They were also being told you cannot wish the veterans Merry Christmas. You can't bring them Christmas cards that say Merry Christmas. You can't bring them Christmas cards that mention Jesus Christ. You can't say...
They need to be sued over this, Michael.
Huh?
They need to be sued over this.
Well, that's one of the things that we're looking at, because, you know, we need to do something. We're going to threaten them, and I'm going to write them a letter. I'm going to do a Freedom of Information Act request. We're trying to raise the money for a lawsuit, because we represent veterans all over the country on this and other issues, and we do it for free. So if people want to donate, they go to usjf.net. If people want to read this article, it's at michaelconnolly.jigsy.com. I think you're going to post it on your website. I know you usually do.
Absolutely. But, I'm waiting for my web guy to put it up right now.
But, you know, this is incredible. And this, now they have told the veterans organization, you cannot bring food into the hospital for these veterans. You can bring presents, but you cannot call them Christmas presents. They have to be called holiday gifts or some nonsense. This is not political correctness. This is a denial to our veterans who are in hospitals, who have fought for our country and took an oath to defend our country and to protect our Constitution. This is denying them their constitutional right to freedom of religion, and it's hurting our veterans, and it's all part of the Obama administration policy against veterans. You know, I watched the Army-Navy game on Saturday. I always do. I always root for Army, which is a lost cause anymore because they always lose. But I watched the Army-Navy game, and it occurred to me that in the past, every time I would watch that game, the President of the United States would be in the stands. He would sit on the Army side the first half and the Navy side the second half, or vice versa. it occurred to me I've never seen Obama at an Army-Navy game. Obama is the only president of the United States not to attend a D-Day commemorative ceremony that's held every year in the United States to remember the veterans who fought and died in D-Day on December.
Everything we hold dear seeming to slip through our fingertips in America, ladies and gentlemen. Although, let's end on a good news piece. Kurt Russell's in the news, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And Kurt Russell has taken on the gun grabbers. The headline reads, Kurt Russell blasts gun control push. I think it's absolutely insane. I guess reporters want to discuss firearm policies with him. He says, while he was promoting his film called Hateful Eight, I guess one of them asked him something. I guess he ripped into him for believing that people who want to kill others will refrain from doing so because Congress passed a law. This is what he said. The reporter went on to say that guns are a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. Russell let loose. He said, if you think gun control is going to change the terrorist point of view, I think you're out of your mind. I think anybody who says that is, I think it's absolutely insane. Went on to say, dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do, and that's going to worry you a lot more, the actor continued, and that's what we need. That will change the concept of a gun culture, as you call it, to something like reality, which is, if I'm in a hockey team and I've got some guy bearing down on me as a goaltender, I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do to stop him.
There you have it. Wow. Final words, yours, 20 seconds, Michael Connelly.
Well, thanks for having me on, Sam. I always enjoy it. And you guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right. Now, your Constitution book is available, right? Tell everybody where they can get that so they can learn more about the Constitution, sir.
Right. Go to www.constitution.jigsy.com, and they can order copies of Our Constitution, where I teach each article in each section of the Constitution and put them in the way they were originally written and then put in my comments about what it really means.
Michael Connelly, USJF.net for the United States Justice Foundation. Merry Christmas to you and yours, sir. Thank you. There he goes, Michael Connelly, Michael Teal doing a great job. That's hour one. Sam, Kurt, Joel Skousen, hour two. Barn Burner Broadcast, always on LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.